Joe Biden's plan for $450,000 payouts to border crossers stalls amidst backlash. By John Binder on November 23, 2021. A plan circulated by President Joe Biden's administration to provide border crossers subjected to former President Trump's zero-tolerance policy with $450,000 payouts has seemingly stalled amidst backlash. Biden's Departments of Justice, DOJ, Homeland Security, DHS, and Health and Human Services, HHS, are working to settle with a number of border crossers represented by the ACLU, who claim they have suffered trauma as a result of the zero-tolerance policy. As part of the settlement, attorneys with the DOJ, DHS, and HHS are considering a plan that would give each border crosser about $450,000 and family units about $1 million. The total cost of the payouts would reach $1 billion. ACLU attorneys have since suggested that the payouts have stalled, according to the Associated Press. Migrants whose children were taken from them under former President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance border policy have not reached a settlement agreement with the U.S. government. A lawyer for the families said Thursday as he and other advocates pushed back at increasing criticism of a proposal to pay compensation to them. Emphasis added. Attorney Legal Arendt of the American Civil Liberties Union would not discuss details of the talks nor confirm a previously reported settlement proposal of several hundred thousand dollars to each affected person. He did, however, hold out the possibility of a trial, featuring parents separated from children as young as 6 months as witnesses, if there's no agreement to end the litigation. Emphasis added. All I can say is there's no deal on the table and we have no time frame necessarily, Gollert said in a conference call with reporters. Emphasis added. The sudden slow walking of the case has come after intense backlash following initial reports in October that stated the Biden administration was considering the $450,000 payouts, an amount greater than the American victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks have been given. About 63% of Americans told CBS News/YouGov pollsters that they are opposed to the payouts, including 64% of swing voters, and even 4 in 10 voters who supported Biden against Trump in the 2020 presidential election. Polls from Rasmussen Reports and the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, have shown similar results where a majority of Americans, including likely swing voters, oppose the payouts. Last week, during a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was forced to seemingly defend the payouts to border crossers, portraying the issue as standard legal proceedings. What is an appropriate outcome of that litigation in response of the family separation policy, the cruel policy, is something I cannot opine on, Mayorkas said. Meanwhile, angel families, those who have lost loved ones as a result of illegal immigration, have slammed the payouts as a plan to create millionaires out of over 5,000 illegal alien families. None of these illegal aliens deserve anything more than a removal back to their country of origin, angel families with advocates for victims of illegal alien crime, AVIAC, wrote in a statement. What does the government owe the families who have been victimized by illegal aliens, often forever? John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.